a not uncommon shaila that arrives and that arises before the Yom Tovim is the halacha based on the Gemara in Beta Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, which forbids one from inviting a non-Jew to one's home for a Yom Tov meal. I say not uncommon because someone might have a relative who's not frum, who's married to a non-Jew, and you're looking to be mekar of them, and you want to invite them for a Yom Tov Seuda. That engages us in this shaila, and also a very, very common application of the shaila, also not uncommon, and a very difficult shaila to work around is when you have someone who is in the process of gerus, of learning to convert. Well, until they convert, they're still not Jewish. And yet, in order to prepare them for a conversion, you want to show them what a Pesach Seder is, what a Yom Tov meal is. And it's almost like you're in a catch-22. How can I convert them if they have no clue what a Yom Tov meal looks like? And yet, how can I invite them before they convert if I can't invite a non-Jew for a Yom Tov meal? Very, very challenging shaila. Let's look for a moment at the Gemara in Beitza and Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis. The Gemara there tells us that Rabbi Shubin Levi says, Mizamnin as Hanochi b'Shabbos. You can invite a non-Jew for a Shabbos meal, that you can do. The Ein Mizamnin as Hanochi b'Yomtif. But you cannot invite a non-Jew for a Yomtif meal. It might even be a work colleague who you're very close with, very friendly with, and happens to be in town, is looking for a place to stay, or is just interested in seeing what this Judaism thing is all about. Gemara says, Ein Mizamnin Nochi b'Yomtif. Why not? So the Gemara explains, Gezera Shema Yarbe b'Shvilo. Because we know on Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook for yourself. But there is no heter to cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov. Pasuk says, Lachem dafka, not for Ovdei Kochavim. So because you're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, only for a Jew, Chazal were afraid if you invite a non-Jew for Yom Tov meal, you might end up cooking extra. You have an extra guest to feed. You might cook extra. That would be an Isser Doraisa of cooking for a non-Jew on Yom Tov. Hence, Chazal forbade inviting the non-Jew to your home for Yom Tov meal as a gzeira to avoid that potential Isser violation. The Gemara then furthermore cites, this is not just Rabbi Shimon Levi, but the Gemara then says as well that Rava darshined as follows, Ein mezamnin es hanochri b'yamtif gzera shemayar b'vishvilo. And the Gemara concludes by saying that mereimar en marzutra ki hava miklaluhu nochri b'yamtif, when a non-Jew unexpectedly showed up at their home on yamtif. So they didn't invite him, but he walked into their house on yamtif. So the Gemara says, armorly they would tell him, listen, inichalach b'maititrichalon, if you're satisfied with what we have already, mutav, fair enough, good enough. However, ve'ilo, if not, tircha yisera adaita didach lo trachinim. We can't start preparing more food for you today. If you wanted, you showed up unannounced. You want to join us? This is what we got. If you're happy with that, fair enough. But we're not able to prepare more on your behalf on Yom Tov. That's the conclusion of the Gemara that discusses the sugya and Beitza and Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. So we look in the Shabbos is allowed. You can only prepare on Yom Tov for yourself. You may not prepare, even though you're allowed to invite him on a Shabbos for a Shabbos meal, you may nonetheless not prepare on Yom Tov for his purposes, whether it be Shabbos or Yom Tov, because you can't cook for a guy on Yom Tov, period. The chiddush of the Gemara is that even if I'm not cooking on Yom Tov, I'm done cooking, I have all my food prepared or bought, whatever it is, I still can't invite him, even if I'm not cooking for him, for a Yom Tov meal because of a gzera that I might cook for him. But certainly in your case where you're talking about inviting him for Shabbos day two and you want to cook for Shabbos on day one, there's no heter to cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov, b'chlal. So you could invite him for Shabbos. That's not b'chlal the gzera. But you're saying that this Shabbos in particular, though, I'm preparing for Shabbos on Yom Tov. So you're asking when there's a Shabbos-Yom Tov combination, is there an issur to be mezamein the nachri to join me for a Shabbos Yom Tov meal? This week? He's asking for this week. Yom Tov Shabbos. Second day Yom Tov Shabbos.
Thursday, Friday is Yom Tov. Shabbos, can I cook Friday for Shabbos when he's allowed to?
Right, so I think if it's a 3-day Yom Tov, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you can certainly invite him for Shabbos. That's not b'chal the Isser at all. But you have no heter at all to cook on Friday, Yom Tov, for what you're going to be feeding him on Shabbos. What I thought you were asking is, this week, when Shabbos is Yom Tov, so do I say on the one hand that I'm allowed to invite him for the second day because it's Shabbos and I'm not cooking bo b'yom? No one is. No one's allowed to. Or would you say no, since many of us are cooking on Friday for the Shabbos, and the Shabbos is also Yom Tov, so maybe it's bechlal the geder then of the Isra of not inviting him because the Sivara of the Gezerah might apply. So, it's an interesting question. I would think that because it's Shabbos, the Isra doesn't apply, even though you're right, given our common preparation patterns, we usually prepare for this Shabbos Yom Tov on the Friday Yom Tov, but the Gezerah doesn't apply because it's Shabbos. There's no Isra being Mezamen and Nachri on Shabbos, Dafka on Yom Tov alone. So you can't prepare, you cannot prepare extra for him on Friday if you invite him on Shabbos. That you cannot do. I see here that in Piskei Tshuvos he quotes from Avol Yashiv that when Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, we're not gozer that you might come to cook for them on Friday for the Shabbos meal. In other words, you're allowed to invite them on Shabbos, even though you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you're still allowed to invite them for Shabbos, but you cannot cook extra for them on Yom Tov, that's for sure. This is quoted halacha, the general halacha is quoted in Simen Tuf Kuf Yud Beis, Sif Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein mevashlim letzorach kusim, which means nachrim, b'yom tov, you may not cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov. Lefichach, therefore, asur lazmino, you can't even invite him. Shema yarbe b'shvilo, because you might end up cooking more on Yom Tov for him, which would be asur. And then the Shulchan Aruch quickly adds that dafka lazmino, the issur is dafka to invite him. But as we saw in the Gemara, says the Shulchan Aruch, however, a nachri shabam me'elav, he shows up on his own. I happen to know him, we're good buddies, he's my mailman, my UPS man, whatever it is, and he walks in and he is looking for some food on Yom Tov afternoon. Nachri shabala elav, mutul achilo imo, you're allowed to then give him if he walks in unannounced. V'lo cheshinon shamayabe v'shilo, we're not worried under those circumstances that you might end up cooking extra for him. Those are the basic halachas that we just saw in the Gemara, and I quoted in Tuf Kuf Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch. And the Bi'ar Halacha writes, b'shem the Rashba, that even if it's going to cause eva, it's going to cause a great deal of tension. It's not going to be pleasant. It's going to be very awkward. He's asking for an invitation, and I'm not allowed to invite him. It's not going to be a simple, smooth conversation. Even so, says the Bi'ar Halacha, there is no halacha, no heter to invite him for a Yom Tov meal. Now, the question, as I alluded to earlier, is, so how then, if then, is one able to work around, if that's an appropriate question to ask, when it comes to a conversion candidate? So you need to show him what Yom Tov is all about. How are you supposed to prepare him for Geiris? You can't invite him for a Yom Tov meal. So on the one hand, one approach is to say, Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, quotes of Nissim Karelitz, too bad, that's the halacha. Ger, no ger, you can't invite him for Yom Tov, period. Mitzad Sheni, there are many Batei Din that would never convert somebody if he hasn't lived through a Jewish life cycle for a year. How can you convert him if he doesn't know what he's getting into? How can you train him and properly educate him if he doesn't know how to prepare a Yom Tov meal? What Yom Tov meal is all about? How to run a Pesach Seder? What Pesach Seder is all about? How is that supposed to work? I'm teaching him, but now he's converted, and now he's going to make his first Pesach. Now what? So it's a bit of a difficult situation. That's true. You could do that. You could say, come and observe. That would be somewhat also awkward, puzzling. Yeah. So a number of fascinating chidushim Rav Shlomo Amar, Rav HaRashi now of Yerushalayim, formerly Rav HaRashi of Sfarad Rav HaRashi of Eretz Yisrael, has a chiddush. He argues that if you tell him, when you're inviting him, bring your own small little pekel of food, bring your own challah roll, bring your own little gefilte fish, bring your own little shtick fleisch. Okay, so he's coming with his own food. I'm not really inviting him to partake of my suud. He has his own food. He's coming with bare minimum, and he's going to be seeing me serving, you know, five-star catered dinner. He's going to obviously want some. He says, yeah, and then you can give him some. You know, as long as he comes with his own food in a minimal sense, so he doesn't really need your food, that's not begedra the Isser l'hazmino. It's shmenes chiddush, because there's no indication of that heter in Shulchan Aruch or in the major nosei kelim. But that was Rav Meir's chiddush, and he's very, very confident in that psak, that as long as he comes with his own small little pekala of challah and whatever it is, some fish, chicken, or meat, his own little minimal amount of food, you're not begedra being masmahim. He's not reliant on you for food. He has his own food. Once he's there with his own food, he can then enjoy what you have to serve as well. So that's Rav Meir's chiddush. And as we'll see, a lot of these piskei halacha when it comes to these heterim are chidushim, because it's just there is no easy, clear-cut psak that is the simple solution here. When I was looking to the Shaila a number of years back, I called my brother-in-law, who was at the time for many years a Shalom Meshev, Rosh Chabur, for Rav Yitzchak Berkowitz Shlita in his kol in Yerushalayim. So his alumni do a lot of kiruv work all around the continent. So I asked him what if Berkowitz paskins, since his Palashala comes up very often. You have kiruv work, you have non-from relatives married to goyim, you invite them for yontif meal. What does he advise his rabbanim? So he told me that if Berkowitz tells his rabbanim the following, he says, tell the candidate for geiris, or the non-Jew that you're inviting, to stop by your house erev yontif. Make sure you have all your yontif food prepared before yontif. And then bring him or her into the kitchen and say, okay, everything we're serving is right here in these pots and these pans. Bikona all of it right now. Make it yours. So the guest-to-be does a kinyan on the pot of soup, a kinyan on the pan of chicken, a kinyan on the salad bowl. And he argues by doing that, he was kona it. It's his. Now you obviously, he says, you can tell him, bikona that which you will ultimately end up eating. Because that's what's going to be yours. What you're going to end up eating is what you're being kona. And he argues that since this is an issa drabanan, to be masmin a guy for a sudas yamtiv, by drabanan you pask in yesh brera. Yesh brera means that you can perform an action now that is somewhat undefined and retroactively becomes clear cut later on. So tell the guy, bikona your food that I'm going to be serving you tomorrow, tonight, whatever it is, by being kona all these pots and pans and containers and bowls. And yesh brera, when he comes to your meal tonight, tomorrow night, what he ends up eating was that which he retroactively, it turns out, was kona. So he's eating his own food, he's not eating your food. So in a technical, halachic, legal sense, you're not inviting him to partake of your food, you're inviting him to partake of his food. He can do that. You can have him come to your house and bring his own little lunch bag with him. And that's what you're doing. You're saying, come to my house, bring your own food. Where's my food? Be kona right now of yomtiv, and that will be the food you're eating tomorrow or tonight at the meal of yomtiv. That's Reb Berkowitz's chiddush, psak lahalacha, to enable this arrangement. Again, it's somewhat still a little uncomfortable to try to explain to a, you know, ger to be, well, we can't really invite you, but we can give you your own food, but I'll give you your own food, just come and make it your own food. I've done it, so somewhat of a little lumdish a stretch. Sorry? You use the double day heter as well. That's an interesting question. I didn't ask that question. It's an interesting question. I did an erev yomtiv. That's how I did it. Interesting chiddush. An interesting chiddush. No. The food only. Now, there is one other svar lahakel when you're not dealing with a ger candidate, but you're dealing with, let's say, as I mentioned before, an intermarried couple that's related to you. Some posts can argue that if you are inviting an intermarried couple, you're really be'etzim inviting your cousin, your mishpacha. LMI, they're coming along with their spouse. That wasn't your real kavani. Kavani is, you want to be mekayev the Jew of the two of them. You want to be mekayev your Jewish relative. That's your ikar kavana in the hazmana. And the spouse is kind of like tagging along. Some argue that maybe perhaps such a svar could be used to justify that invitation. Again, none of these kulas are black and white, very easily unanimously agreed upon. Rav Asher Weissman, it should be wrote on the topic, cited a Meiri on the Sugya in Beitza. The Meiri has the following heter. The Meiri writes, at least this is in the Rishonim. The Meiri says, if when you invite him, you tell him, I'm inviting you on condition that you'll be willing to accept what we have, and I can't, you know, cook more for you. So the Meiri says, if you make that tonight, that stipulation, beferish, when you invite him, good enough. Again, the Meiri is not quoted in the poskim because the Meiri wasn't available to the poskim, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, Mishabur, etc. But at least I have an Rishonim, such a svar, that you can stipulate b'shas, the invitation, that I'm binding you al tanai, that I'm not going to be cooking extra for you, and you just are willing to accept whatever I have for myself, and that's it. So again, you have like a whole number of possible tsirufim, kulas, that perhaps you can be somechan. Again, so each of these kulas can be questioned, can be argued upon, and poskim don't seem to unanimously agree upon one kula, but it's an interesting question that is a very relevant question, and one that seems post-communal struggle to find an adequate heter for.